Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story, which is titled, "Would I be the arsehole if I still give my stepson the birthday gift I bought for him, despite his mother asking me to hold it off for a month because she knows my gift might upstage hers and she wants to see him enjoy her gift first?" My husband, Joe, and I have been married for a few years. He has a teenage son, Jack, with his ex-wife, Kim. Joe and I have a great relationship with Jack, who lives with us half of the time, and we're civil with Kim. For a couple of years now, Jack has been into a sport that I am also into, and last year, he decided to train in that sport seriously. He's been doing very well, so as a reward and to encourage him further, I decided that for his birthday this month, I would buy him an important equipment used in our sport. He has always wanted to own one himself, and if things go well, it will be with him for the next 10 years, so I know he will be very happy with it. Yesterday, Kim called me and told me what gift she will be getting Jack. We do this now to avoid getting him the same gift, which has happened before. I told her that I got Jack the equipment for our sport. She was quiet for a while and then asked me if I could get another gift for Jack's birthday and just give him the equipment in October. Kim said that she knows Jack will absolutely love my gift, so if he gets my gift and her gift at the same time, her gift will be upstaged by mine, and all of Jack's attention will be on my gift. She said she has been saving for Jack's gift for a while, so she would like to see him be happy and thrilled about her gift, and that is not likely to happen if Jack receives our gifts at the same time. I understand where Kim is coming from, but to me, it doesn't seem right to treat giving gifts to Jack as a competition for his attention or affections, that we have to resort to taking turns. Why can't we both give him our gifts and make him happy as he could be on his birthday? A day that is supposed to be about him and not about us. And I gotta be honest, I feel kind of on the fence on this one. I can imagine being upset if you save very hard to get you something that you're really excited to give your son. And then for it, you know, possibly to be overshadowed by something else is going to be hard to see. At the same time, I see what OP is saying is that you want him to have the best birthday ever. So what's wrong with two awesome gifts? And also, I'm really not sure what it is, but there's got to be some sort of compromise where you can work together and not damage any of the relationships within this. And I gotta say, my Columbo senses were tingling because OP was sort of very vague about what the gift is. There was clues dropped in there that is some kind of sport equipment, something that he's going to keep for 10 years. And I think I may know what it is because there's a big clue within the post, but I'll wait until the update to confirm whether I was right or wrong on that. But Webby Vanderquerk says, and no one's an arsehole here. I'll probably be downvoted for this, but I can actually understand her feeling a bit heartbroken that she scrimped and saved for a gift and now her stepmom bought him something that sounds fairly expensive and so impressive that it will leave hers in the dust. I don't think you need to wait until October, and you certainly don't have to get him another gift. But just to compromise, could you tell your stepson that you'll give it to him the day after his birthday? OP says, thanks. One of Joe's favorite sayings is that sometimes it's better to be kind than to be right, and reading your answer, I think this is one of those times. Another commenter suggested waiting a week so that Jack has a weekend to enjoy Kim's gift. A deleted user says no one's an arsehole here. Yes, the rational thing would be to want for him to, as you say, be happy as he can be on his birthday. But people aren't always rational and that's okay. Kim is probably right. Jack will be way more excited about your gift than hers. I can totally understand feeling a bit sad about that when you're his mother and you've been saving up for a gift for a long time and was looking forward to him being excited about it. She wasn't being an asshole about a request, and I don't think it's her intention to treat gift-giving as a competition for his attention or affections. No, you don't have to wait to give him this gift, but it would be very kind of you if you told Jack, "You'll get my gift next weekend. This weekend, you get to enjoy the gift your mum got you." I think this will also go a long way when it comes to your relationship with Kim. And good on you for being a loving stepmom who shares a passion with her stepson. Amethyst says, and no one's an asshole here, "I think you should consider Kim's suggestion. I get that it feels unfair, but I think it's good that she expressed how she feels. If Jack's a teenager, it means that events like graduations, a wedding, a child's birth, first birthdays, etc. are all on the horizon. You making this gesture to Kim could help cement that civil relationship and make Jack's life easier for decades to come. Secondly, I actually think that getting a surprise amazing gift on a random Tuesday is going to be really, really cool. With the exception of a couple random surprises from my parents. Big and small are my most cherished gifts. I've seen that with my children too." Irritated Alpaca says, "No one's an asshole here, but I have to admit, this punched me in the gut. My ex has found himself a woman with way more money than self-esteem. And I have a feeling at some point he will weaponize gift-giving with her help. Meanwhile, I am raising two children on my own with zero financial assistance from him. Because in order to protect our children from the type of people he spends time with, I waive support in exchange for full legal and physical custody, with visitation at my discretion. So I know the day is going to come when he can give big-ticket gifts, while I'm over here making sure bills are paid and school dues are handled. I know that is not your situation, OP, but it just hurts to think about." And the majority of the people were saying, "Not the arsehole." There was a few "you're the arseholes" sprinkled in, and a lot of people asking, "What is the sport?" But now we're going to move on to OP's update to find out what happened next, which says, "Hi Reddit, just dropping by to give you an update to my post. Jack celebrated his birthday in September, and as many of you suggested, I told him that I'm sorry, but my gift for him was shipped late and would be arriving in 2 weeks. That way, it didn't look like Kim made me do it, and the two of them had time to enjoy Kim's gift. Kim thanked me for understanding her situation and said she's grateful that I was gracious about her request, even though we don't have the best relationship. It's flattering to read that so many of you think that Joe and I are good people. But of course, we aren't perfect, and it took a lot of time for us to be in a civil place with Kim. It was humbling for Kim to ask me what she did, and it also took a lot for me to let her have it. Hopefully this is the beginning of a better relationship for the three of us. For those of you who are asking, I didn't put a lot of specific details in my post because I wanted to minimize the risk of being identified by someone I know in real life who might be participating in this forum. But since a commenter in my original post already figured it out, yes, I bought Jack a horse. My family has a horse farm, so where can you hide a horse for 2 weeks is thankfully not a problem. Jack already met his new partner last week and is very happy with him. Thank you all for your comments and I wish everyone the best." And the clue for me was in the username on this post. I kept thinking, like, that's a strange name to have a throwaway. And I Googled it and the first thing that came up was a horse. She automatically told me Opie had a love for horses and shared that with stepson, and there we go. But I'm very glad that they was able to find some sort of compromise that didn't damage their relationship at all and possibly strengthened it for future years, which is great for Jack as well. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Hot Masterpiece, who says, "My 27 female boyfriend, 36 male, is planning to propose. Should I tell him I slept with his older brother, 40 male, before we were together? I'm not quite sure what my next move should be. Any advice would be awesome. Long story short, 3 years ago, I was a server at a local diner, and Kyle, my now boyfriend, and his brother Tim were frequent guests. Tim and I spent a lot of time together, if you know what I mean, strictly sexual, for nearly 6 months and then went our separate ways. Nothing specific caused us to fall off. Our fling was just over, I guess. I'm not sure how to explain it. Absolutely no hard feelings were had. I also changed jobs and didn't see them anymore. Anyways, Kyle messaged me on social media a few weeks after Tim and I split and we hit it off really well, started seeing each other and fell in love. He's awesome, the best guy I've ever been with in every possible way. I found out he's planning on proposing. here's where things get a little chaotic. We'd been together maybe 4 months before I met any of his family. He took me to his mum's birthday party and his whole family was there, including Tim and Tim's wife and kids. They are literally an inspirational power couple and their kids are amazing. I was caught completely off guard and decided to wait until we left to mention it to Kyle, until Tim cornered me, begged me not to say a word to anyone about our fling because it would break his entire family's heart and destroy his very awesome life. Like, no kidding, dude. I decided to keep it to myself. We see Tim and Angie, his wife, 4 times a year maybe, and it's always with the rest of the family. Kyle and Tim don't have the best relationship, so it wasn't a big deal. But now that I know Kyle is planning to propose, I all of a sudden feel like I should tell him. Should I? Or should I just take it to the grave? Edited to add, I did know they were brothers from the get-go. They would come in together and separately. Everyone knew they were brothers. Sorry I didn't make that more clear. Also, no one knows about Tim and I except the two of us. We played it cool at work and always hang out at his place or mine. Never hung out with friends, with each other, or went out in public. And we're going to start straight away with the comments from Ellie B, who says you're in a no-win situation now. The time to tell your boyfriend was when you first found out Tim was his brother, not years later. They wonder why you kept it to yourself, question whether there's still something going on between you and Tim. Think you and Tim have been laughing at him behind his back and sharing this secret that literally only the two of you know. Keep it to yourself and it'll come out sometime in the future, guaranteed. Tell your boyfriend and he'll probably change his mind about proposing to you. The right thing to do would be to tell him and accept the consequences. Tim may still be having affairs, so at least his wife will be able to decide for herself if she wants to continue being married to him. He's currently getting the best of both worlds and making you carry the guilt of knowing about it. Kesty Kevin says, put yourself in Kyle's shoes. Wouldn't you want to know this about the person you were going to propose to? If you keep it a secret, eventually it will come out and wreck your marriage with Kyle. Do you really want to hold on to that guilt and let it gnaw away at you for the rest of your marriage? And what about Tim's wife and kids? Does she not deserve to know about her husband is having affairs? The right thing to do isn't always the easiest, and even though the time to tell Kyle was when you first found out they are brothers, it's not too late to make it right. If Kyle loves you and cherishes your relationship, I'm sure the waters will calm eventually. But pushing the inevitable down the road is only going to make the fallout much worse. Please think on it, and really think on it. You know what the right thing to do is. The only question is, will you do it?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, What's Cooking says you messed up here by not confessing straight away. If Kyle leaves you when he finds out, then that's his right. You lied for 2 years about banging his brother. That's not something you can sweep under the rug. That's 6 months too, not just a one-off. But you can't not say. It'll eat you alive. It'll tarnish your happiness. And when it does come out, there's no way he'll forgive you. And it will come out. You know, Tim knows, Tim's friends knows, your old co-workers know. There's a lot of people to keep secret. And all it'll take is someone being too drunk or pissed off at either you or Tim, and that house of cards will come cascading down. If you tell him, you have the advantage of being honest and upfront, which counts for a lot. Tell it how it is. It was months before you met Kyle. You had no idea they were related initially. You had no idea he was married, so you weren't the other woman. He cornered you and asked you to keep it a secret, guilt-tripping you into doing so. You didn't want to be seen as a homewrecker. You didn't want to ruin your relationship, but you love and respect him and want to be honest. Then cross your fingers and accept your dues. It'll suck, but not as bad as when he divorces you in 5 years and tells everyone it's because you slept with his brother, because that's a narrative you won't be able to control. Bad Train Wreck says, here's the thing. I don't buy into what others are focusing on about when you should have told him. You're struggling enough with that as it is. My thoughts are that you seem to be bothered that you haven't told him and that not telling him won't allow you to go into this at the fullness of you honoring him the way you want. That's when you know you have to do it. It's risky and it may mean you lose him, but it also gives you the chance to be with him the way your heart is guiding you towards. And one more comment from Dekain, who says, if you tell, you have to live with the consequences. If you don't, you have to live with yourself, through a marriage, while likely still coming into contact with a brother and eventually having a family of your own with your supposed fiancé. You will likely find out, then you will have even more dire consequences. As humans, we're good at wearing masks, but at some point or another, our guard is let down. Never fails. Honestly, it's an assessment of your own moral fortitude. Without judging you, I would say you should break it off and tell him exactly why, for the simple fact that his brother's family has been brought into the mix, and they're completely innocent in all this. Otherwise, it's just going to make for a really weird game of chess for the rest of your life that could end up getting extremely ugly, in my opinion. Edit, reread your post again. You've already been together for multiple years. You're fucked. r/facepalm. So then OP updates the post, which says, I'm truly not sure how Reddit actually works, so I'm doing the best I can here. I'm going to start off by saying Reddit auto-generated my username and I kept it. Don't hate, because you all didn't get a cooler name as me. Lol. Also, thanks for all the support and advice. I really appreciate all the sincere people. As much as I wish this were fake, it isn't. Please forgive me for my improper use of platonic. Now I know, and it won't happen again. Anyways, I decided to just go ahead and tell Carl, even though my gut was telling me to take it to the grave. Y'all ain't going to believe this shit. He already knew. Him and Tim were working together at the time, hence why they were hanging out despite not having the best brotherly relationship. He told me that Tim had mentioned that he was going to try to shoot his shot with me, and when Tim didn't say anything else about it, he figured it was because he had succeeded and they don't have the best relationship, so they don't really share the normal bro talk. Sorry to let you all down. He's completely cool with it. Says it was weird at first, but he grew up with his brother always taking girls from him and so on and so forth. I did ask him why he never mentioned it to me, and he said he figured it didn't mean anything, or I would have found it important to tell him because I've been open about everything else in my past. Which he is correct, it was literally just sex. Tim had a company apartment, which is how I didn't know about him being freaking married, which brings me to my next point. I asked Carl what he thought about telling Angie. He doesn't know. Him and Tim have such a rocky past, he doesn't want to rock the boat anymore. Tim literally treats Angie and her kids, they're not his, I just found out that, like they are the best thing since sliced bread. To the point I couldn't even tell over all these years that they were his stepkids. He adores his wife and kids. She is Stella as well, truly an amazing human. They've laughed and joked at family events about how much they love each other, how great their sex life is, and just how amazing their life together is. I know I should tell her husband is a cheater. But Carl begged me not to because he doesn't want to cause any more trouble with the family, because apparently their brotherly rival has taken huge tolls on the family before, and he doesn't want to rock the boat or sink the boat again. I know this wasn't the update y'all were looking for, and y'all will probably hang me out to dry for not telling Tim's wife, but oh well. Sorry, Carl and I have a great relationship and can see past things that happened in the past. Then a commenter says, why would anyone be disappointed? You told him and he's okay with it. Isn't that what matters in the end? But the other issue is him, the brother, cheating on his wife. I wouldn't call him an inspiration. So this is a totally separate issue here, and it's the bigger issue. She needs to know that she's been cheated on. And yeah, she might be angry, but doesn't she deserve to know this? Who else is he hooked up with? What if he gave her an STI or got someone else knocked up? They deserve the chance to tackle this individually and as a couple. Healthy relationships don't include cheating or lying or hiding things. I hope you tell her. OP replies saying, I'm truly considering. I just don't want to cause any more issues for Kyle. I'm going to ponder it for a while. I know I would want to know if my seemingly perfect husband wasn't so perfect after all. A commenter replies to OP and says, exactly, yes, it will hurt her, and she might lash out at you, but she deserves to know. It's not healthy, it's not right, it's not fair, but the more you wait, the more people he might cheat with on her. Keep that in mind. Another Redditor replies to that saying, if older brother has taken your BF's SOs in the past, then that is definitely a source of friction. I would suggest to just keep your distance from future brother-in-law and never go there again. If you did decide to tell Angie, it would be best anonymously, and find the other woman he has cheated with and make it about them, because you can be sure he's cheated on more than just the one time with you. Keep your time with your future brother-in-law out of it. Then OP responded saying, I've always done my best to stay very, very far away from Tim. Angie has even reached out to me wanting to be friends, and I shamefully always come up with excuses as to why I can't come hang out or go to dinner and such. I think anonymously is a great idea, but as of now, Kyle has asked me not to say anything, so I'd have to do it super, super anonymously, and I don't even know where to start to find more dirt on Tim. And I'm afraid that part of it will have to go on as inconclusive because there's been no further update on that. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's have one more story. And the last one's going to be a random little Christmas tale, which says, am I the asshole for saying I won't come to Christmas at my in-laws if I can't wear a hat? This is a petty little thing, but maybe you guys can help me know if I was in the wrong. For context, I, 25 female, got married in November. My mother-in-law doesn't really like me, even trying to steal the spotlight at my wedding, but is still overly traditional. At Thanksgiving, I was having a really bad hair day, so I wore a black leather cap, a dressier newsboy style one, which my husband said looked great on me. The holiday was hostile, even more so than prior gatherings I'd been to, and hubby said mother-in-law said it was because I wore a hat. But I know it was just an excuse. I told mother-in-law I wouldn't come to Christmas with them, then blocked their number and Facebook. My husband is trying to keep us both happy since he doesn't like conflict. He wants me to come to one more celebration to see if maybe people are getting used to me. He's told mother-in-law she needs to be nice and treat me as part of the family since I am, and that if I feel unwelcome at Christmas like I did at Thanksgiving, that we won't attend future events and she see him much anymore. I understand why he wants me to give her one final chance and haven't had any conflict with him. Marriage is about compromise, and I get that he doesn't want to cut her off since she's his mother. But I just don't want to be involved with her unless I have to be. I wanted to see if mother-in-law was listening to him, so I asked my husband to request that I be allowed to wear the same hat to Christmas. Hubby said he thought I'd worn it since I had a bad hair day, but this time it's as a statement that they shouldn't treat me as an outsider, either because I wear hats all the time. Right now it's just a sports visor, which I'd never wear to a holiday, so it's not like I'm doing that, or they just don't like me. If they won't let me wear a hat, what else are they going to restrict about me? Let me be me or I won't come, period. My husband agreed and relayed this to mother-in-law, and she's been asking him why he married the devil. He's growing tense with me, and I told him he'd probably have to pick a side sooner or later, and that I never intended it that way. He spent last night at a friend's house because he needed to think. I feel bad because I care about him and no conflict stresses him out. I told him to text me when he was ready to talk. He hasn't yet. My friends think that my hat request was unnecessary and maybe I strained my relationship with my husband. I think he needed space to think because conflict stresses him out. So I gotta ask, am I the asshole for saying I won't come if I don't wear a hat? And we'll start off with Beep Blip Blap Bloop, who says everyone sucks here. You took a situation that could have been a first step towards a less contentious relationship with your mother-in-law and made demands which intentionally antagonized her. Of course, you should be able to wear whatever you want and your mother-in-law is being insane in this situation. But do you want to be right or do you want peace in your family? Usually right says you're the arsehole, you're literally trying to bait mother-in-law. It's like you want a reaction from her. It's generally considered to be rude to be wearing a hat indoors slash while dining. And bad hair day? It's a family get-together. Seems pretty immature to be thinking about that. I'd expect it from a teenager, maybe, but an adult? You're putting your husband in a shitty situation. Bailey the Nerd says not the arsehole OP, it's a goddamn hat. If they're freaking out over a hat, then they're the issue. Also, you're 100% missing out on the opportunity to wear a festive hat. Santa hats are fun. Also, in quotes, she's been asking him why he married the devil. This is honestly OP. You should have informed your husband about your hellish origin when you married him. Your poor mother-in-law have to deal with such a loose succubus is horrifying. First hats, what's next? Exposed ankles, trousers instead of a dress. Then OP does update the post, a small update, but it says, my husband just texted me saying he just got off the phone with his mother. He told her off for calling me the devil and said that if I can't wear a hat, he's not coming either. And that she really should get over her antiquated BS. She did not respond well. I don't think we're going to Christmas there now, so maybe we'll have a friendmas. I don't know, but think of something. And now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.